Good morning. I am Emmeline Wazileski, and I am the choir teacher at the Butler Intermediate High School. Before I begin today's lesson, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Butler Radio. They are doing so much behind the scenes to make these lessons happen every day, and the faculty of the Butler Area School District is so grateful for their help. Being able to communicate with our students means the world to us because all of the teachers miss the students so much. So as I said, I am a choir teacher, and I spend my day teaching students how to make, listen to, and love music. My goal as a teacher is that at the end of the day, my students have become better music appreciators by increasing their love for music. Today, I'd like to focus on active listening. Active listening is often confused with simply hearing. Hearing, by definition, is passive. My students, think about it this way. Your mom asks you to clean up your room while you are looking at a stream on Snapchat. When they say your name sharply to get your attention, your direct response is, "I heard you." But I must ask, did you really hear them? Hearing is often passive. It's kind of like half-hearted listening. To go back to active listening, this means to fully engage yourself in what you are listening to. It means right now, you are not scrolling through Instagram stories. You are not watching TV, and you are not texting. You probably, if you are truly active listening, don't have anything in your hands at all. You are simply listening. If we truly listen to music, we can gain so much more from it. Today, through active listening, I'd like to explore two music definitions. They are melody and harmony. Understanding melody and harmony are possibly two of the most critical elements of music to be able to hear. They will make your listening experience so much greater. And I say this not in relation to just classical music, as you would assume from a music teacher, but melody and harmony will make every genre you listen to much more enjoyable. Genres like rock or pop or country. A lot of my students really love mumble rap right now. If you understand how to actively listen to harmony and melody, you will enjoy all those genres so much more. It will bring the music together for you. So let's get ready to actively listen. Our first term, melody, is defined by a sequence of single notes that is musically satisfying to your ears. So, one thing is generally being played as the focus. Our ears generally like it. And in relation to your English language arts teacher, melody would be considered the central idea. In a paragraph, you always have a central idea, and in music, you always have a melody. They act very similarly within their contexts. They are the star of the show. This is a very, very simple example of melody. As I said, that's a simple example of melody, but I bet most of you can recognize that melody. Harmony is a little different than melody. Harmony is more than one note being played at the same time. To get a little music-y on you, we often refer to these simultaneous notes being played as chords. In English language arts terms, harmony is the supporting detail within a paragraph. This would be an example of harmony. Now, if your ears are like mine, that harmony sounded a little bit random, not very interesting, and it really just doesn't make sense. But when we put melody, the central idea, With harmony, the supporting details, everything comes together in music and it sounds like this. Now, Mary Had a Little Lamb is not that interesting, but I bet your ears clicked and you could hear two distinct parts going on at the same time. So let's get into a few more interesting musical examples. Get ready to actively listen to our next example. Our next example will be first a melody played. Here is the melody. That melody is really interesting. It's a lot more complex than Mary Had a Little Lamb. There's a lot more going on, and our ears probably were drawn a bit more to it. Now let me play the harmony that might go with that melody. Now, if you noticed, that harmony was only three notes. And again, just like with Mary Had a Little Lamb, it sounded a little bit maybe random or a little incomplete, or maybe you kind of zone out when you're listening to it because your ears are not drawn to it. But when we put melody and harmony together, they sound complete. Listen to them together. Now, when we listen to these together, we all of a sudden hear complete music, and we even hear two parts. Before I played both parts separate for you, you maybe wouldn't have even noticed the harmony. Let's do another listening example. This listening example is rock and roll. The song is called Barbara O'Reilly. Now, at the beginning, we are only going to hear harmony, and I purposely picked this musical example so you can hear what harmony sounds like on its own. It's going to be supporting sounds, supporting details. You might even find your mind wandering a bit, looking for something to grasp onto. You're going to feel like you're really searching for the melody for quite some time. We won't actually hear the introduction of a melody for over 40 seconds, but when we do, you'll know if you understand melody because your ears will click. You'll feel the change. You'll know the music is coming together. It will feel complete to you. This is all still harmony. And at this point, your mind may feel like it's wandering, looking for something to grasp onto. And right now, your ears should have clicked. The music sounds complete. Melody has this amazing power. When we walk away from a song, it's often the melody we find ourselves humming or singing along to. But the harmony is what drives the music. It makes it feel complete to us. We truly need melody and harmony to really understand and appreciate music. I'd like to do just one more listening example. And this listening example will be a little bit longer. I'm going to allow you time to practice on your own listening to melody and listening to harmony. In this example, I would like you to primarily focus on the vocal singers of this piece. The next piece we're going to listen to is called The Yellow Submarine. The Beatles are a well-known rock and roll group. They completely changed the sound of American pop, especially because of their beautiful harmonies that they made with their voices. All of my students that have had me in the past that are listening, or have me right now that are listening, know that I often select a Beatles song to learn in the spring because their melodic and harmonic combinations are really fun to sing and they showcase our voices really, really well in chorus. The song Yellow Submarine was featured in 1966 on the album Revolver. At the beginning of The Yellow Submarine, you'll hear the melody sung by Ringo Starr, who happens to be the Beatles drummer. After he completes the first verse, you will hear the other members of the Beatles come in. They will create harmony with Ringo's voice. Actively listen to how musically pleasing their voices are when they sing harmony together.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on through the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
Listen to those harmonies the voices create.
We all live in a yellow
It is more
submarine.
Interesting and more
yellow
complete.
Submarine. Yellow submarine. And our friends are all aboard.
Now with melody, there is less going on. It's a little bit less interesting.
And the band begins to play.
As I add in the accompaniment, listen to how full and complete the song sounds. There is harmony with the instruments and harmony with the voices. The melody still remains your central idea. The melody used to sound empty without the harmony, and the harmony doesn't make sense without the melody. These two musical elements truly need each other. Right now, you can hear melody being performed by our lead singer. Back to that beautiful, full-sounding harmony.
Yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine.
As I wrap up this segment on the Butler Radio, I challenge you to listen to your favorite song today. And I'm going to encourage you to listen to it three times. So really pick your favorite song. The first time you listen to that song you like, listen to the whole song. Take in everything you can. The second time, listen to just the melody. This is the part that is the central idea. Ignore everything else in the music. Think about the mood of the melody. Is the singer singing high or low? What makes the melody so pleasing to your ears? The last time you listen to your favorite song, ignore the melody and focus on all of the harmony. Focus on the supporting sounds. Do you hear a drum set that adds rhythm or a bass adding those driving chords underneath the singer? How about background vocals? Are they singing melody or are they actually adding harmony that makes the parts of the song sound more full, more complete, and more interesting? You will be amazed at what your ears can hear now that you know melody versus harmony. This is how you actively listen to music. After you complete this activity, you will be surprised by what your ears can recognize the next time you listen to your favorite song, or even a different song. You will appreciate music so much more. Thank you so much for checking into today's segment. To our students, be checking your email and reaching out to your teachers if you need help, or just to say hi. We really miss you. Have a wonderful weekend.